Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. Due to the flight schedule, my delegation might not be present in this room in the afternoon, so I raised the flag to make a few comments on this topic. And I would like to convey my sincere gratitude to panelists, Ms. Raju and Mr. Martinez, for your insightful and very informative presentations today. RRK views that transparency and confidence building measures are truly important and could be the strong foundation for the journey to the legally binding norms. And while considering its difficulty in achieving consensus in forming treaties and more difficulties in verification in space, we cannot leave space without a normative vacuum. So lack of trust, lack of confidence spurs miscalculation and further leads to elevated tension. That's why we should build trust each other first. So 2013 TCBM's GGE report and 2018 Paris GGE report could be a good start, which shows a list of transparency and confidence building measures, including information exchange and pre-notification. What we can do here in OEWG to add more value to them is to consider importance of TCBMs and discuss more specific ways to enhance implementation of those TCBMs. Or we can discuss ways to, if agreeable, develop a security version of LTS guidelines or ways to accumulate good practices in space. For my country, even if it's voluntary in nature, we see value of normative foundations such as LTS guideline, and we are trying to implement those guidelines domestically. And forming a space version of Hague Code of Conduct against ballistic missile proliferation, just mentioned before our Japanese and French colleagues, could be another good idea to think about. Thank you.